Here's my wife, Deborah. Nobody knows me better than her. I can't get away with anything. She's like a mind reader.
It's easy. He's only got one thing on his mind.
So I like sports.
Nice try, Ray.
The best new comedy since Home Improvement. Everybody loves Raymond after Dave's World, CBS Friday.
Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
On the next Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond. CBS Tonight. It's all here.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tanners, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Hi, I'm Ray, and I live here in Long Island with my wife, Deborah. She's great with the kids, the house, everything. Oh, I don't know how she does it. We've got a daughter, Allie, and twin 2-year-old boys. It's not really about the kids. My parents live across the street. That's right. And my brother lives with them. Now, not every family would go by on a conveyor belt for you, but mine would, because...
Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Back in the mid to late 1990s, I was going to college, and I was dating my future wife. We ended up going to college together. We met and started dating before that, but we ended up eventually at the same college with a future and previous guest of Geek Mentality and Sitcom All Ye Faithful. And while at college, we didn't really live the wild college lifestyle. You know, we weren't out partying or drinking. But what we did do is we watched copious amounts of television. And our senior year, we got cable television in our dorms for the first time. We got high-speed internet. Wi-Fi wasn't a thing then. High-speed internet, cable television, micro fridges. It was a wild time. And I remember around this time discovering, this is when I think of this show, I think of specifically sitting in my dorm telling my my girlfriend, fiance, maybe she was already my fiance then, and I think even going to my parents like that weekend and telling them about this show that I watch. And I was like, you need to watch this show. It's a family show, but it's not really focused on the family and kids really all that much. And that show is today's sitcom, All Ye Faithful episode. Yes, I am talking about Everybody Loves Raymond. And folks, I am talking about season 7 episode. And it's episode 11 of season 7. This is from 2002. So already at this point, we're out of college. We're on our own. We have a house. We're married. And we probably were watching this show on our little 13-inch television in the bedroom. I'm guessing. Maybe we watched it in the living room. But this is usually we'd watch TV, you know, falling asleep. And we probably watched this episode back then. Everybody Loves Raymond. Yes, this was a show that I loved. I watched it. I might have watched it all the way to the end, I think. And I was like, no, you have to watch the show. The brother's hilarious. The dad is hilarious. It's friggin' Peter Boyle, who I knew best from Young Frankenstein. And he was like this old curmudgeon. And at one point, we were such fans that my wife and I went to see Ray Romano do stand-up. There's a theater in Massachusetts called North Shore. Music Theater. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's like a theater in the round. We actually took my mother-in-law earlier this year to go see the Escape to Margaritaville with all the Jimmy Buffett music. But sometimes they'd have stand-up comedians, and we saw Ray Romano there. So we were totally in on this show. And today I watched an episode probably for the first time. I'm not saying I watched this episode for the first time in years. I'm saying I watched any episode of Everybody Loved Raymond for the first time in years. And certain times I'll look up certain things on YouTube. But sitting down and actually watching an episode for the first time in a long time is... yeah, it's just the fact that actually watching a full episode, it's been years, 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 years. In fact, when I see Deborah, Ray's wife, Patricia Heaton, I, you know, she's Ray, you know, Ray Romano's wife on Everybody Loves Raymond. But to me, I more identify with her as Frankie Heck on The Middle, which is a show that I stand by as being completely underrated and another show that people should watch because, it's hilarious and really well done. But before she was Frankie Heck, she was Deborah Barone, wife to sports writer Ray Barone, who is this lovable sports writing dad who... is kind of like, doesn't really quite know how to be romantic. And it shows, and he lives across the street from his parents. Early on, his brother kind of lived with the parents. At one point, he lived with them. And he was kind of, you know, he was jealous of Raymond because that was the title. Everybody Loves Raymond. It was like, oh, Raymond, Raymond, Raymond. Raymond gets everything's perfect for Raymond. Meanwhile, Robert, or as Raymond would say, Robert, I can't quite... Robert, I'm going to go golfing. I always felt like if you just kind of do this and then put a real strong New York accent, it kind of sounds like Raymond. Not very good, but... So he lived across the street. Then years later, he gets a girlfriend who ends up being his wife, Amy. We're 7 seasons in, so we're already... he's already with Amy. I don't think they're married yet, but she's in this episode as well, and they cast her perfectly. And I remember her parents were cast perfectly too. But they weren't in this episode. This episode, at first I thought, wait, did I find the wrong one? Because it starts off with a birthday. And I'm like, uh-oh, did I? I swear I read this was a Christmas episode. It's called The Thought That Counts. And it's Ray's mother's birthday. And... she, was it Marie? Frank and Marie, I think. And she opens up and she has these figurines that she was like, oh my God, these are amazing. These are so thoughtful that you found these. You know, these are something I used to have as a kid. And, you know, my mother, I always loved my mother's figurines, but at one point she broke them and I never got a chance to have them. I always wanted some of my own. I can't believe you found these. This is great. She picks up the box and they're like, that's so thoughtful. Thank you guys. And it was from Ray, Robert, and the dad. She picks up the box and the receipt's still in it. And she sees how much it is, $240. And they're like, she's like, whoa. He's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. $240. And then Robert's like, wait a minute, Raymond, $240. You only told me to pitch in 30 bucks. And the dad's like, you only told me to pitch in 30 bucks too. So then she's getting mad at them. You only paid $30. For this, don't worry about it. Raymond's like, don't worry about it. I'm doing well. I can afford it. It's not a big deal. Oh, you can afford it. And then it's funny because he's like, I'm paying my share, which is, and he needed Deborah to do the math. So the mother is getting upset with her husband and Robert for kind of, you know, just putting in $30, more for her husband putting in $30, more for Frank. But Robert is mad and Frank's mad at Raymond for spending so much, for telling them only to put $30 in, and for now taking all the glory. He's like, you're not, you know, the mother wanted to get rid of them. They're tainted. And I guess he's going to end up returning them. So they're all upset at him. He gets home. He's talking to his wife. She's like, that's really nice that you're very thoughtful for her. And then she starts to be like, how come you're never thoughtful for my gifts? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm thoughtful for you. She's like, I bought you those pajamas. Well, I had to hint. You had to give you a hint. It's like, no, you didn't. She goes, I told you the brand, the color, the size, the store, where to walk in, where to go, and you still bought the wrong ones. He's like, well, if you slept naked, this wouldn't be a problem. But he's like, you know what? Forget it. I actually got you a nice gift. Remember when we were in the city and you went, oh my God, and I, you know what? I'm not going to make a big deal of it. He goes, but I did get you something thoughtful for Christmas. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Raymond. Good night. And then Ray has a look on his face like, uh-oh, because he completely made that story up, and now he needs to figure out what to do. So he goes over to Robert's house. They're like, what are you doing over here? He's like, I just came to visit. And he starts asking, basically, you know, I really want to get Deborah something thoughtful. So what do I get her? So he's basically asking, because you're good at buying gifts. He asks Amy. He asks Robert's wife, or girlfriend at the time, I think. I don't think they're married yet. And she's like, oh, I don't know. You know, try to get it. What you could think of something. He goes, well, I was thinking about getting her a nice space heater. And Robert's like, you know what? Why don't you get her a nice painting of this lake that she grew up on? Or, you know what? She did her senior thesis on To Kill a Mockingbird. Why don't you go get her the first edition? That would be the perfect gift to get her. A perfect gift. She would love that. She loves To Kill a Mockingbird. So Robert knows more about her than Raymond does. Christmas Day comes. She opens up her gift. And she is like beside herself how amazing it is. And she almost comes to tears. And Raymond's like, see? He goes, you know what? I just remembered. She goes, what about when we were in the city? Well, you said, oh my God, to all those pigeons. And the pigeons made me think of a flock of birds, mockingbird, boom. He didn't even know what it was. He never heard of the book. He asked Robert, wait, was it One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? He's like, no, To Kill a Mockingbird. So Robert hears Raymond, you know, taking all the credit for this, and he is getting pissed. He's getting upset. And at a certain point, he finally just snaps. He's like, it was me. I did it. I took the credit. I did this. Because he goes, you know, it was either this or I was thinking about getting you something from that lake. And Robert's look on Robert's face, he was so angry that he finally snaps, says, I did it. I'm the one who came up with it. I knew this. I knew that. And I gave him the credit. Like, why? Why do you, what does it matter? Why are you saying this, Robert? Because I'm tired of him getting all the credit. I'm tired of him doing this. And he knew everything. So then Amy's like, well, that was really thoughtful of you, Robert. You seem to really get her a nice gift. You were getting me, you were getting me gift, you know, to the ice capades. He goes, well, I thought you would love that. And then Raymond goes, oh, that's what Ma said I should get Deborah. So Amy's like, wait a second. You knew all about something for her, and the only gift you got me is what your mother gave you as an idea? They're like, no, you don't understand. My mother's so materialistic that I don't think of you that way. I don't think of you that way. That's why I don't usually get you these gifts. And they're like, Robert, why do you care so much about taking the credit for the gift? He goes, I don't. I just wanted to stick it to Raymond. And at one point, they're arguing at each other. But you could tell they're brothers because they look at each other. It's like, sorry, man. He's like, don't worry about it. It's all right. Like, they don't care. Finally, Marie comes in and goes, hey, everyone, it's the day after Christmas. So it's time for me to return some gifts that, you know, maybe didn't quite match with me. Do you need anything? And Deborah goes, no, you know what? We're happy. Everything's fine. We don't need to give away these gifts. And Amy's like, wait a second. Isn't that what we bought you? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I got to go. And she leaves. And as the episode comes to an end, we see the ice capades. And Robert's at the ice capades. And so's Raymond. So Robert and Raymond ended up at the Ice Capades together. Amy's like, you know what? You can see Amy was like, you can go and enjoy it with your brother. But it's funny because the footage they used of the Ice Capades looked like it was shot in like on film in the late 70s. I don't know if that was part of the joke, you know, that see if anyone would catch on. And he's like, Robert, you like this? He goes, shh, be quiet. Snoopy's coming. He was all clapping for Snoopy. And I remember going to the Ice Capades as a kid. Disney on Ice. I've done Disney on Ice multiple times. My wife figure skated in high school. Her sister figure skated. Our sister's daughter figure skates now. But my wife's not really, like, I don't see her into it. Like, I know my mother-in-law watches figure skating. And we've done Disney on Ice a couple times. We've gone with ourselves. We've gone with my niece. We've done it. We've enjoyed it. But I don't see my wife, like, putting on figure skating and watching it. But I'm sure, you know, Ice Capades is a fun time. If you like ice skating and dancing, it is a fun time. And that's it. That is the episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. This feels like a short episode this week, but that's okay. It's all right. Or this day, because I'm back again tomorrow. But guess what tomorrow brings? Tomorrow brings with us our first special guest. Now, this episode, I've been putting out episodes the night before, getting them ready, coming out early in the morning. This episode's obviously going up on a Monday evening. Tomorrow's episode's on a Tuesday evening. So I have a special guest. Now, the recording and the publishing and posting of these episodes might be a little out of order, but I have to tell you that I'm talking to someone tomorrow night on Tuesday. I'm talking to someone tomorrow night, the following night on Wednesday, and I'm talking to someone the following night on Thursday. Friday, solo. And then I'm talking to someone on Saturday night. So I have four guests lined up, and we're going to be covering, I'm going to tell you right now, five episodes. Five episodes with guests coming up. If you are a follower of Geek Mentality in any respect, then you've heard these guests before. They're coming back. And with them, some shows that we've heard before. Now, most of the time, I try to stick to unique shows. Every day, every 25th a day, it's going to be happy days. That's just the way it is. But with our guests, they're like, hey, can we do another episode from this show that we did last year? Yes. I said, yes, you can. It was approved. I brought it to the board. Board of directors voted on it. It was unanimous, but it took some, you know, it took some talking into, and finally we got it to unanimous. The repeat shows are approved mainly because there's a special guest involved with these repeat shows. So why wouldn't they be approved? So that is it. I hope that I can, I hope that you stick around, come back tomorrow, come back every other day. Now listen, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon.social, Threads, all of those. You can find me at Geek Mentality. You notice I'm talking a little slow. I'm trying to stretch this out, trying to make it at least seem like a longer episode. You can find the whole website on Facebook, Fans Not Experts. I don't do a ton there, but I try to post at least these episodes. You can go to fansnotexperts.com and you'll find all kinds of podcasts that I work on. Not just this one, but there's other ones too. There's other Christmas ones. So Fine Movies, Fine Spirits. If you want to hear three guys talking to each other over Zoom and just like that have known each other for 40 years and are kind of jerks to each other sometime, but in the best possible way, and also talk about a movie, check out Fine Movies, Fine Spirits. We're in Fine Spirits and we try to drink Fine Spirits. We just did the episode for A Christmas Story and Daddy's Home Too. I might have mentioned that already. That's up there. So those are our two Christmas episodes. Plus there's going to be a very special episode published on Christmas Eve. But you have to come, you have to go to Fans Not Experts to find that podcast and subscribe, or you can just go to the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@fansnotexperts. You can also just go to fansnotexperts.com/YouTube. Either way, you'll get to the YouTube channel. You'll find all our episodes are now being posted as YouTube videos, and that also gets them to YouTube Music. I've said YouTube too many times. It's starting to sound weird when you say the word over and over and over again. It's starting to sound weird. But we are closing in. This is our last week. This is the last Monday before Christmas Day, which is the next Monday. Then we're going to be coming up on like a last Tuesday, last Wednesday. You know, that like it's crazy that this 25-day adventure is like really closing in towards the end, like that last week, and you're like, wow, this flew by. But it really gets me in the Christmas season, and I hope it gets you in the Christmas season too. So that's it. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow with special guests, and we will be talking more sitcoms, more Christmas, more fun. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'll see you tomorrow. And ready, everybody, gather around. 1, 2, 3. Now get all your friends. Come on. Ready? And say it all together. Like put your phone on speaker. Say it all together as a group. 1, 2, 3. Here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fast, not experts.